That right there, we have Hole with Celebrity Skin off of their 1998 album of the same name. And with that, allow me to welcome you to another edition of Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory here at the beautiful University of British Columbia campus in Vancouver. My name is Mel Woods, hanging out with you this week and every week, bringing you great tunes made by women and queer folk every Tuesday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here on 101.9 FM and online at CITR.ca. And today's program, if you can guess from that first track there, we're going all kind of 90s Riot Girl and Riot Girl inspired tracks for the day. I was inspired for this week's theme. This weekend I went and saw the new Marvel movie Captain Marvel starring Brie Larson. You know, not a perfect film, but I had a delightful time at the cinema. Was very disappointed though. There's a lot of talk leading up to about how this was going to be the first female-led superhero movie, and it was going to be set in the 90s, and all of the wonderful musical opportunities there were that came along with that. And there were some fun musical moments, but I definitely don't think that they took full advantage of the amazing wealth of music that there was being made by women and queer people in the 90s. That track right there, Celebrity Skin from Hole, plays over the end credits, and all I wanted in my life was an action sequence sent to it. But so think of this hour as the soundtrack to the awesome feminist gay 90s superhero movie in your life, whatever that is. You know, be the 90s gay feminist superhero movie you wish to see in the world, frankly. And that's what hopefully this next hour of tracks will inspire. Some of them are some classics. You'll be hearing some classic Riot Girl staples like Slater Kinney, etc. And you might be hearing some more kind of off the beaten track stuff over the next hour or so. So I'm excited to hang out with you, excited to play these tunes. And very excited about this first one, actually, that we have coming up here. Comes from The Regrets, and it's actually a cover of a Queen song, so that's fun. It's going to be a cover of my favorite Queen song, my favorite karaoke Queen song, actually, and that is, of course, Don't Stop Me Now, which is one of the best songs to perform at karaoke, if you ask me. Really a crowd pleaser, and so I think it would have been a great song to have in the background of a superhero movie. But who am I to say? I'm not a Marvel executive. I am but a lowly community radio host. But I can bring you it right now to be the soundtrack to your Tuesday evening. This is The Regrets with Don't Stop Me Now here on CITR.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world is turning inside out, yeah. I'm floating around in ecstasy, so don't stop me now. Don't stop me, 'cause I'm having a good time. I'm having a good time. I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger defying the laws of gravity. And I'm a racer.
now. I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball. Don't stop me now if you wanna have a good time. Just give me a call, yeah.
Don't stop
because I'm having a good time.
Don't stop.
Yes, I'm having a good time. I don't wanna stop at all.
La dee da dee da. La da da da. La.
Slater-Kinney. What would be an ode to Riot Grrrl without a little bit of the iconic Slater-Kinney off of their iconic 1995 self-titled album? That track right there was Be Your Mama. Before that, speaking of iconic, much love to Lesbians on Ecstasy off of their self-titled album. One of my favorite songs, one of the first songs I actually played on the radio back in the day, Super Dyke, which, very fitting. If we're talking about a Captain Marvel themed program today, just the song says it all, really. And then, of course, kicking off the set, we had the Regrets cover of Queen's Don't Stop Me Now. Frankly, a better version, if you ask me. Is that blasphemy? I don't think so. But I will say it loud and proud here on the airwaves. You're tuned into Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods. We're hanging out on this beautiful, sunshiny Tuesday evening. This weekend, I was cursing daylight savings time because I do not consent to having an hour of my life taken away, let me tell you, especially at this time of the semester. But I will admit, here at 5:16 p.m., being able to look outside at the sunshine, it's pretty nice. I've spent the last few months going home from radio in the dark, and it'll be nice to enjoy the sunshine for a little bit longer this evening and for the rest of the summer. So you know what, daylight savings? You win this one, I guess. I hope you're having a good week wherever you may be, whatever you are up to. I hope your Tuesday is treating you well. Hope you're productive where you need to be productive, restful where you need to be restful, and overall just taking care of yourself. Especially right now, if you're a student or anybody involved at the school, a faculty member, this is the time of the year when everything kind of sucks. People keep asking me how I'm doing, and I'm just like, you know, I'm getting by. So I do hope that you are getting by with whatever it is that you need to do. I hope your assignments are getting done. I hope you are sleeping. I hope you're having a bubble bath, whatever it needs, or whatever a bubble bath is to you. That is my wish to you wherever you may be here on this Tuesday evening, and I hope that you're taking some time to chill and enjoy these great Riot Grrrl tunes and Riot Grrrl inspired tunes with me. I'm having a blast, and I hope you are too. This next track that we're going to listen to is definitely on the inspired track. It is a very, very recent one, actually, but a gooder. Comes from a band I've played on this program before, and by recent, I mean as in like February 20th. Like, we're talking like 2 weeks ago type track, so it's a fresh one, hot off the radio presses, and ready to be delivered straight to your ears. It comes from Priests. It's a single that just came out February 20th, called Good Time Charlie, and I think it fits very well with the overall aesthetic of the show, which, if you were missed the top of the show, of course, is the soundtrack to Captain Marvel that never was. My longing wish for a proper Riot Grrrl soundtracked 90s feminist superhero movie that, you know, the big studios will never give us, but we can only dream through the radio. So let's live that dream together. Let's live that with a 2019 track, Priests, Good Time Charlie, here on CITR. Like all great we'll be right back.
don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
BCMC member Sean Luang played in the Rockies for years before moving to Vancouver. Come hear about the highlights of his adventures in the Rockies, including alpine climbing in the Bugaboos, trad climbing on Mount Yamnuska, skiing in the Bao-Yoho Traverse, ice climbing in Banff National Park, and summiting Mount Robson. Join us on March 12th at the Anza Club Vancouver. Doors open at 7 p.m., 19 plus only, and everyone is welcome. More information is available on our website, bcmc.ca.
Together and the baby.
longtime Vancouver pals, Cub, there with New York City off of their 1995 album, Come Out, Come Out. Before that, we heard from The Beaches the track Wanna Know Your Name off of their self-titled album from 2013. And kicking off the set, a new one but a good one from Priests, that track right there, the single Good Time Charlie, which just dropped last month. You're tuned in to Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods, hanging out with you on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday evening and bringing you the Riot Girl and Riot Girl inspired soundtrack that I wished Captain Marvel had. Very, very niche theme for the program today, but I think it is a fitting one and hopefully echoes a sentiment that a lot of other folks have, which is, come on. Like, No Doubt is fine, and I'm Just a Girl is a good song, I guess, but there's so many other great tracks from that time. That, like, do we really need to have Nirvana in there? Can we not play Cub or Sleater-Kinney or Lesbians on Ecstasy or any of the other great artists that we're still going to hear from for the back half of the program? These are my questions to Marvel, and I would expect them to answer them to me personally. The next track that we're going to play is a kind of a weird intersection of all of this, all in one place. And by all of this, I mean kind of the theming of today's program, the music choices, and personal interest. So, of course, Captain Marvel stars Brie Larson, beloved by all. I think pretty unproblematic person. Very pretty and good at kicking butt and all sorts of things. Great at talking to small girls on the red carpet and, you know, having them grow up and dream about being cool female superheroes and all that. We all love Brie Larson. Brie Larson also, notably, was in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, playing Scott's ex, Envy, who is the lead singer of the band. What was her band called again? The Clash at Demon Head. And the reason why I'm telling this and going on this whole long, windy tour is that very band in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World performs a cover of a Metric song, a great, great Metric song, which I'm going to play for you guys today. Not the cover, the original. As much as I love Brie Larson, we're going to get our proper and good, you know, Emily Haynes version. But still, great stuff. Go check out the video from Scott Pilgrim vs. the World to see Brie Larson in action long before she was Captain Marvel. She was a superhero in her own right in that sense. So yeah, we're going to play that track now. Long, windy way to explain out why we're going to play it, but we are. It's a good one. It comes from Metric, Great Canadian Icons, and the track is Black Sheep. So we're going to listen to that right now. And we're listening to the version off of the Scott Pilgrim vs. the World soundtrack here on Into the Woods.
Thank you.
That right there, Julie Ruin with The Girls Like Us off of 2013's Run Fast. Before that, we heard from my favorite band and yours, The Chivarettes, Missing Stare off of course, Dead Man Can't Catcall. And I've mentioned this on the program almost weekly, it seems, but they're putting out a new album next month, which means I will have a greater library of Chivarettes tracks to pull from, because you know I gotta play them on this show because I love them so much. And then, of course, kicking off the set, we had Metric, the track Black Sheep off there, off of the Scott Pilgrim versus the World soundtrack. Of course, in that movie, that track is covered by Brie Larson playing Scott Pilgrim's ex-girlfriend Envy. And again, that's like a twofold fitting into the theme of the program today, which is the Captain Marvel soundtrack that never was. 90s Riot Girl and Riot Girl inspired tunes, I think that would make a great musical accompaniment to the movie that I hoped Captain Marvel would be. And it's not that I was disappointed. It just was, it was a delightful time at the cinema. And I think that sometimes when we think about how we talk about pop culture online and whatnot, that sometimes it's okay to just have a delightful time at the cinema. It doesn't have to be a perfect film. No film is perfect except The Favorite. But besides that, no film is perfect. But I'll go see Captain Marvel again. It was, I smiled a lot. I got like a little misty at friendship things and all that. I thought it was fun. But what's also fun are all these tracks. And so I'm glad to have you joining me here on this Tuesday evening to share in some 90s Riot Girl and Riot Girl inspired music to celebrate kicking butt in whatever way it is that you need to kick butt this week. Wow, I can't talk. And yeah, the next track we're going to hear comes from arguably the most iconic Canadian band of that era, of that time. Of course, I played a little bit of Cub earlier, but I would be remiss to not do this program and not highlight a little bit of Mechanormal. I love Mechanormal. I play them on the radio often. And they do actually have a new track out, which is wild, that just came out the other day. We're going to play an oldie but a goodie from 1995. That is the year that Captain Marvel is set in, and also the year that I was born, and also the year that most of the tracks that we're hearing today are coming from. But yeah, we're going to play a track from them. This is Strong White Male from Mechanormal. We're going to keep things rocking and a-rolling here on Into the Woods.
Want me? The BC government now covers medications that could reduce your chances of contracting HIV by 90%. PREP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis and is a preventative measure that HIV-negative folks can take to reduce their risk of becoming positive. Health Initiative for Men suggests that if you have had sex with a partner with HIV, have had a recent STI, have multiple sexual partners, have a history of inconsistent or no condom use, are currently involved in sex work, or have had repeated courses of post-exposure prophylaxis, then you might want to think about looking into PREP measures. CATR and Discorder are not medical professionals. Please refer to your doctor for more information.
Hey, bro, I was kind of thinking that I might want to write, like, stuff for a magazine, dude.
You know you can do that at CITR and Discorder, right?
What?
Yeah, you can review live shows where you get in for free, or music and books and stuff that's coming out, or do write-ups on artists and local issues for Discorder magazine.
That's sick, bro.
Yeah, just email volunteer at CITR.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
Dude, I totally will.
That right there, Veruca Salt with So Weird off of their 2004 album 4. Before that, we heard an oldie but a goodie, a classic. That was Mechanormal with Strong White Male off of their self-titled album from 1995. And with that, Radioland, we are coming towards the end of the program. Oh, it's been an absolute treat hanging out with you here on this beautiful Tuesday evening, the sunshiny Tuesday evening. And I do hope that you're having a good Tuesday evening, whatever it is you get up to. Go in and enjoy the sunshine. I spent far too much of my day cooped up inside today, and I'm hoping for many more sunny days to go out and appreciate. Gonna ride my bike around the seawall, gonna sit out in the park, gonna procrastinate all of my life's responsibilities. It's gonna be great. And I hope that you do the same and that you take care of yourself as always. It's been a delight hanging out for this past hour, bringing you the Riot Girl Captain Marvel soundtrack that never was, that could have been, in my heart of hearts, I wished. But still always a good excuse to hang out. And of course, if you want to catch the whole program or go back and listen to any of our past episodes, online at citr.ca programs and click on Into the Woods and you can listen to all these times that we've hung out together as if it is happening in the moment. I've got one more track for you in really taking on that kind of spirit, that 90s girl rock, you know, first female superhero type spirit, all rolled up into one delightful, delightful, delightful track. This one is coming from the Donnas. I think I've said this on the program before. My favorite kind of bands are ones that are just the something. This is also a song from a soundtrack. This one actually comes from the Mean Girls soundtrack. So we've touched on Scott Pilgrim today, we've touched on Captain Marvel, and now we're touching on Mean Girls. Really, this is my kind of filmic episode. But yes, this is a cover from the Mean Girls soundtrack by the Donnas of Billy Idol's Dancing With Myself. And I don't know what it is about it, but I could 100% hear this song, Captain Marvel. So I hope that you hear it too, or that you hear it in whatever your version of your everyday superhero life is. Let this be the soundtrack to accompany whatever it is you need to get it done and maybe put a smile on your face. That's my hope. I know I'm going to be dancing with myself here in the booth. Wherever you are, have a little dance with yourself. And of course, I will see you next week. Here's the Donnas, Dancing With Myself. This has been Into the Woods. Enjoy your week, everybody.
Crowded love. Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.